better we've done. Interview 4, take 1.
Terusha, welcome to Fierce 2024, the wedding of the brave. We celebrate what God is doing in your life and your testimony of virtue. Can you share your testimony of God's faithfulness in your life?
I'm blessed to be here this today. I would love to share my testimony. There are so many, but there's one that really touched my heart. Very heart-touching and sad at the same time. But so how it started in 2021, we started when I found out that my dad had severe burns. He was complaining about having continued burns after eating his food, and we wondered what it was, thinking that maybe it might have been like a gastric or maybe heartburn. So we used to give him like Gaviscon or Enos to help him with the heartburn, until one day we decided to take him to the doctor to run some tests, and we found out that he was diagnosed with esophagus cancer. It was a shock at first because I work at an oncology center and I see different patients, and I try to be an impact to them, never knowing that it'll come to my door and I would have to deal with a situation like this. But nevertheless, God was with me. I was ready for the challenge, and we had to face the reality of what was coming. He did the treatment, he had the radiation, he continued the chemo, he continued fighting for us and for his family. But I guess when it is your time, it is your time. So my family and I, my mom and my siblings and I, we tried everything to help him boost his. We prayed, we called pastors, Pastor Cheryl, Pastor Ricky, Auntie Bev, Pastor Bev, everybody, the Bishop and Mom, Pastor Janine, that came to help us, to pray and be there for us with moral support. But still, we really appreciated the support. But when it is your time, it is your time. That year in December, the 24th of December 2021, we found out that he was in hospital. And when the last time I saw my dad was on the 12th of December, when my brother turned 13. And the last words he said was, he hugged us, he prayed with us, and we did the prayer together. We consoled with one another, and all he said was, "My children, make me proud. No matter what you go through, God is your strength, and continue to keep the faith in Christ." Even that 2 weeks before that, he made a little, you know, those little posters you get in your house, like faith, like encouraging posters. So he made his own one with logs, and he wrote there, "Keep the faith, Jesus loves you." And we still have it at home, and we remember that. But no matter what we went through, we faced it, we found out that he passed away. That didn't stop us from continuing to pray. That didn't stop us from believing and putting our faith in the Lord. We kept the faith, we prayed, and when God is on your side, he will never leave you. Jeremiah 29 verse 11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." And I'll never forget the words where he said, "Continue to put God first in everything you do." Years later passed, we still continue today, make my dad proud by following the purpose and calling of God, by spreading the word of God, by encouraging others. And right now I'm a testimony of that, that no matter what we go through, God is our strength. I've accomplished a lot in the time that he was there. When he passed away, he left me working, making me to be independent, not just for myself, but for my family and my future. I've accomplished my own vehicle. That took years, but I have accomplished it. I've made my mom proud, and in the future, I also make her to be proud to bring him, to find someone in my life, and also for my family as well.
What lessons have you learned whilst facing your challenges?
Keep the faith, trust in God, no matter how hard you pray. Don't think that in the quietness of your hardship that God is not there. He is there, it's just that we don't notice it.
What encouragement or message would you like to offer to those who may be seeking or struggling?
Single moms or single dads, you know, it's not easy raising kids on your own. And remember, God is by your strength. No matter what you go through, no matter challenges you face, whether it's losing a loved one or trying to find something or working in your life, God is your strength. Keep the faith, believe in God, read the word, and He will answer your prayers.
Sarusha, thank you for being brave and sharing your testimony with the world. May God increase and enlarge your territory.